Grandfather, frailty is not the story. For Dana and Gregory. Remember your grandfather, tall and straight. Remember him swimming in deep water. Remember his stories of exile and travel and immigrant dreams. Remember his ship models designed from memory. Remember him netting shiners with you in Gardner's Bay, or digging for clams, or cleaning a fish, or driving us fast to catch the sunset at Maidstone. I remember him climbing the stairs after all the stairs he had climbed with his satchel of fabrics. I remember him on stepladders in the Depression, or holding my hand on the way to school, me proud of him in his overalls. I remember watching for him at 6 o'clock. He would lift me at the door, and then we would sit over roast lamb shanks or chicken while my mother related the family news. Afterwards, he rose to stretch his legs, read the paper, and doze. And I remember discussions, the arguments over politics, how he taught me to reason, to wield logic, as he had done when captain of the debating team in Tripoli Boys' School, Lebanon. And the photos of him there, where he was becoming the tallest and handsomest man in the town. I remember the pipes arrayed like sentinels on a cabinet, the talk of building or buying a boat, explanations of algebra, which I learned to enjoy, and the excursions, walking over Brooklyn Bridge into Chinatown, walking down Ocean Parkway to Sheepshead Bay, or later, in a Ford, the three of us, singing of the San Fernando Valley, where we would settle down and nevermore roam. Remember your grandfather in his vigor, and that a loving life takes imagination.